Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not the Rocky music. Good morning. This is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and that was Wes Durham on the call alongside Dave Archer.
Turn it up, Day-Day!
Producer extraordinaire.
Like we're Morgan riding with Tiffany to a soccer game right now.
With them and the Falcons. 38 seconds left on the clock, and Kirk Cousins leading a game-winning drive. That touchdown pass, as you heard, to Drake London gives them the 22-21 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. And I listened to Aya the Tiger.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No, just still riding the wave. And if you're just now joining us, that's exactly how you should feel. Like you got the Eye of the Tiger this morning. The Falcons completely flipped the script and throw it in reverse last night in the last 2 minutes of that game and changed every piece of outlook that everybody had on what this football team is and what it can be throughout the season, man. Just still riding the high right now.
Yeah, you're you get the they go on a drive that lasted let me check the notes.
Long time. That 17 plays.
17 plays. 70 yards for a total of 8:13 elapsed, I believe, on the game clock. I mean, they absolutely ate it up. And then you go three and out, and you give them the ball back. And you got to give them credit where credit is due. They ran the ball very well in all phases of the game.
152 rushing yards.
Yeah, Saquon, I think, had 95, Tiff.
And a critical drop pass.
He did. Jalen Hurts looked like the guy that we saw in 2022 that could beat you with his arm and his leg. But to your point, they get down there and it's third and I think four, and you think, what did, you know? I actually thought they were going to run it twice. I thought even Jalen Hurts might have been in play, but they decided to throw the ball. And to your point, Tiff. He just drops it.
Yeah.
He's got the first down. He drops it.
And that's the I was joking with you yesterday through text about what my Twitter timeline looked like, and that was what it was like. Man, stick and tush push. You know, they're winning with the tush push and everything else, and you go back and forth. And it seemed like that they had that game sealed because you could not stop Saquon and Jalen in the run game until you got tight, it seemed like. And then you air the ball out. And I know Peyton Manning and Eli were being like, hey, you don't want to throw the ball. And that's why, because it stops the clock and leaves a bunch of time going back the other direction.
It does. But defensively, the Falcons able to come up big. Jesse Bates sealing the deal pretty much, right, with the interception.
He did. He sealed it with that, Tiff. You know, you get pressure on Jalen Hurts. He got greedy. He put it up there. It looked like he was trying to hit, I don't know if that was Devontae, maybe an out route or a bench route, whatever you want to call it. And Jesse was playing deep center on that side of the field, Tiff, and read it the whole way. There was another play, though, in this game that Jesse Bates made a huge play. It's 9-7 early in the third quarter or midway through the third quarter. And Jalen hits Devontae Smith. It's in the end zone, guys. And Jesse closes and rakes that ball out. You force them. They try to pull you off sides with a fake tush push lineup, and they kick the field goal. That also was a huge moment in the game defensively.
But a lot of eyes, of course, on that game-winning drive led by Kirk Cousins. Here's the quarterback in our quarterback report talking to Dave Archer.
Kirk, congratulations on the win, and there's a lot that went into it. I want to talk to you a little bit about just the way the offense operated. You guys had looked like you felt much better about what was going on out there.
Well, we ran the football well. We sustained drives. Got to be better in the red zone, Arch. I think you know that. We know that. And then, you know, the final drive was critical. It was great to get the ball back, and then we were able to go down. But, you know, in any win, you're going to have plays you want back. In any loss, you're going to have things you did well. And tonight, you know, we won. Great to finish strong, but there's still a long ways to go.
There's a lot of Falcon fans that are going to hover on that final drive, and I thought that your experience, that's not your first rodeo. Tell me about the mindset there. You got about a minute and a half left, yeah. No timeouts.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, getting a touchdown is obviously much harder than getting a field goal, but just felt like go get completions. You know, try to get a feel for coverage-wise what they're trying to do. They were pretty soft and giving us opportunities. And we just tried to take what they gave us. And we were able to get down in the red zone pretty quickly, where then it just kind of became, okay, now we got to, you know, have a much better red zone offense than we had earlier in the game. And Drake ran an unbelievable route and was able to win.
Nice little wrinkle down there, too. It looked like you had Drake kind of motion outside, a bunch look, and then he flanked Slay. Looked like you were going there all the way.
Yeah, certainly trusted Drake to kind of win to the front pylon. And, you know, Slay's a really good corner, and all game had kind of been using his savvy, you know, to jump things and to play tight. And I felt like that route kind of played into that well for us, where Drake was able to kind of set him inside and then break back out.
There was a lot of they caught you on tape, a lot of conversation with you and Drake maybe late in the football game, maybe right before that drive. I don't know exactly when it came. You're constantly talking to these young players. How important is that, Kirk, in your mind, to try to keep guys kind of dialed in? Not that they need it, but it seems like you got them dialed in.
Well, yeah, I wish I could get them more opportunities. You know, I feel like I haven't played well enough to really get these guys going, but you know, there's a lot more football up ahead, and that'd be a big focus of mine moving forward. But you know, the last drive was a great way to kind of get moving in that direction.
Tell me about offensive line play. You mentioned how well you ran the football. I thought the O-line did a really good job protecting.
They did, Arch. We ran the football well. They protected really well. And then they handled the operation well. We didn't have a bunch of penalties that put us in long yardage. I think that was a big deal today. We stayed in kind of favorable situations. They protected me well when we did get in pass situations. And, you know, they're a big reason why we're walking out of here with a win.
Last thing for you. Key now with a quick turnover. This is your first rodeo. You've done this many times. Got the Super Bowl champs here in just a short time.
Yeah, I mean, we're a road Monday night game. So we're getting back at 5 a.m. on a short week. We got to get ready for the defending Super Bowl champs, who's been the best team in football the last several years. And, you know, it's the NFL. And we've got to dig deep and watch the tape from this game, make corrections, and then you know, get right to work on what our coaches install for this next week.
A lot of people like to talk about records and all that kind of stuff. You've won four of your last five Monday night games.
Well, I dug myself a hole early in my career, so we got a long ways to go to dig ourselves out, but it's good to get back on the winning ways.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks, Arch.
Good to get back to the winning ways. By the way, since that came up, the Sunday night football game against the Chiefs, are you ready to look ahead? You want to keep marinating in this law?
Yeah, not me. Wait. I want to ride the wave.
I'll look ahead tomorrow. I think we can. I think we can. You know,
it's a short week.
It is a short week. But sometimes you gotta. You know what? It's like we talked about this morning. Yesterday morning, when I kept hearing about all the guys Philly had, Remember we were talking, I don't know what it might have been, the 8 o'clock, 8:20 segment, but I kept hearing about Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith and Saquon Barkley and Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter and Darius Slay. How Darius Slay feel right now? Quinyon Mitchell, who got beat a couple of times on that final drive. How's he feel with all the trash he talks?
That man's name like yeah. That.
CJ Gardner-Johnson, why don't you take your freaking helmet off again? But, the gloating that team was doing prematurely. And, I'm gonna bask in this one for about another, five segments.
I'm not going to approach it with as much vitriol as that, but I think when you look at these wins, and Falcons fans know this as much as anybody, it's hard to win in the NFL, man. It just is. And so I think when you get one, and you get one on the road, and you get one against a team, by the way, Ding, who has started the last two regular seasons going 10-1. Don't forget that. Say whatever you want to about who they are now and the slip-ups. This is a team who... the last couple of seasons has started 10-1. So that is a tough team to beat no matter what is going on with them or what drop they had. I think what happens, Tiff, and this is what I'm scared of, when you start looking ahead, you start thinking of reasons why you could or could not win. I'm just not ready to ride that train just yet.
I feel like that's what everybody did coming into this game, because it was like, oh no, it's a must win, but it's not a must win, but it is a must win because we're going to face the Chiefs next, and then you get your NFC South opponents. And
who look really good right now.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right, Tiff. Let's take it a step further. Last night, there were media members in this town that I'm not on Twitter. I'm doing the game. But my phone is blowing up.
Clarify.
My phone is blowing up. I'm like, and there are people that, I communicate with. I'm like, what? And you want to see? Yeah, well, you can go ahead and look at 0-3. The season's probably over. And these are people that I know well. I don't know what happened to them, but I don't know if I want to be in a foxhole with them anymore because they completely gave up. And look, I get it. It looked bleak. But, crazier things have happened. And last night was one of them. And they gave up. They cracked the door. And Kirk, Darnell, Jesse, Drake, Kyle Pitts with a big catch on the final. They busted through it like the Kool-Aid man.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. More from the NFL and some big news coming out of Charlotte. We'll hit it when we go in the huddle next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going
So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We are going in the huddle this hour, brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. Well, in Charlotte, a lot of questions are being asked. What is next for the franchise now that they have benched the number one overall draft pick in Bryce Young? So Andy Dalton will now start for the team in their game on Sunday against the Raiders. But Bryce Young, now benched.
There's no doubt in my mind, Tiff, this came from the owner. Those are my words, not yours, obviously, but there's no doubt that this came from the owner, which is funny because it was his guy, and he's the one that kind of forced the draft and helped move that. I also think if you go back and watch, I was watching some breakdown of some of Bryce Young's gameplay from Sunday. Mike, I think he's seeing ghosts out there.
He's a shell of what you thought he would be capable of when he got to the NFL. I'm with you. I think this was a call from the owner, but I think this was probably highly pressured by Dave Canales, because I think that Dave Canales understands that there's only really two reasons that you make a move like this. Number one, you think you're going to lose your job. Number two, you think you're going to lose the locker room, and both of those can be detrimental to a franchise. So if he thought he was going to lose the locker room, you saw Adam Thielen, Deontay Johnson, guys like that are so upset with what's going on with that offense. They looked absolutely lifeless in the first couple of games. So I think you look at that situation, you look at your offensive line and everybody else involved, and you have to keep the effort up going in the right direction, and you make that move because you're afraid those guys are going to start jumping off the ship.
And also, you can't put all of this on Bryce, right? Like a lot of people have been trying to do. Look at the offensive line. Look at, you can say, the development stuff, how this was kind of a not handled well from the start.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think the offensive line's played that bad in what I've seen. They sank a ton of money into that group throughout this offseason. So I'm with you.
Cumulatively, carrying over from last season, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm with you. It's not completely on Bryce Young, but it is a glaring, definitely misstep for them.
I'm not going to go offensive line stuff. I think Tiff, though, is right in something that needs to be pointed out. The owner is the one to blame. And I know that y'all think I don't like him, and maybe I don't like some of the words he said. But,
those weren't my words, but, just to clarify.
But when you hire a coach and then take play calling away as the owner from the coach with a rookie quarterback, then give it back, then fire the coach midseason, then hire another guy, all of which in a quarterback who's played 18, 19 games in his career, you're destroying that player's progression as a quarterback. And it's a quarterback, a young quarterback needs a foundation around him to build around him and to instill confidence and hear one voice, not 20 different voices constantly. It's been mismanaged from the top with him.
He needs to go back and figure out something that he's really good at. That's what Bryce Young needs to do. He needs to, is it accuracy? Is it getting the ball out? Is it reading defenses? Is it elusiveness? What is it that you're great at? He needs to hang his hat on that moving forward in his career.
And my question to you, Mike, would be, when as a member of a locker room, do you guys decide, okay, you mentioned the comments from Adam Thielen. Like, when is everybody out on who the quarterback is? Because I was there last season. I had the Panthers game against the Bucs, and we talked with Thielen in our meeting. We also talked with Bryce Young. And everything, even though it was bad then, everything still seemed to have the optimistic tone of, hey, Thielen's a guy I can lean on. He's a guy that I can talk to. And so, yeah, I'm just wondering when.
Yeah. And Tiff, I think doubt is kind of like a virus in those situations, right? It might just kind of creep in. It might be one guy, and then all of a sudden it might be spread to two. And then all of a sudden you notice the drills that you're doing, other things going on at practice might not have the tempo that they once did, because the guys start thinking to themselves, Why am I working this hard? Why am I, as a receiver, why am I running my routes 1,000 miles an hour when I know the ball's not going to get here? I don't think they're all completely just off the ship, but I think that Dave Canales could very easily look back at this game and see it turning that direction and understand that something needed to be done now.
Well, on to the Falcons' opponent this week. That would be the Chiefs. So running back Isaiah Pacheco suffered a fractured fibula in their win over the Bengals. He will undergo surgery this week.
That's unfortunate, to say the least. But, that's a team that seems to be able to overcome things like that. I know Kareem Hunt was, in for a workout with them as well. But Isaac Pacheco is just – he's electric when the ball's in his hands.
I don't say favorites, but he's a guy that I love watching run because he's got some quickness and some burst, and he runs physical. And it's fun to see a little, smaller stature guy like that.
He's like violently quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's the only way I can kind of put it.
Yeah. I hate we don't get to see him, but I don't hate that we don't have to see him.
Right. Yeah.
He'll miss about 6 to 8 weeks with that injury. And the injury news just keeps piling up. Debo Samuel, the 49ers. They will be without their running back for the next couple of weeks. So he has a strained calf that he sustained in their loss to the Minnesota Vikings. And so, from Kyle Shanahan, their coach, he'll miss a couple of weeks. So they are now already without their running back, Christian McCaffrey, for the next at least three games. So two key weapons to that San Francisco offense.
And take it a step further, Ricky Pearsall is still going to miss at least two more games with what happened to him. Hey, Brandon Ayuk.
I was literally on the doorstep of saying exactly what you're about to say.
You ready to earn that money?
yeah, you made all that fuss.
Yeah.
It's go time, baby.
George,
it's your show.
George Kittle, it will probably get a bigger role. I'll say this real quick. Think about this now. If San Francisco loses a couple of games here, Tiff, ain't a bad thing for the Falcons because this division looks better as a whole, other than the debacle up 85. But it looks better as a whole. So I don't mind seeing San Francisco lose some games, because that just helps us a lot. I don't mind seeing the Rams and their 0-2 start. Don't hurt my feelings.
And Debo does so many different things for that team. It's not just losing a wide receiver or a running back. You're losing an offensive weapon and really a guy who is, he's the straw that serves the drink over there.
Well, speaking of the Rams, they're already without wide receiver Puka Nacua, who was injured after spraining his PCL in week one. Now they're going to be missing their other receiver in superstar Cooper Kupp. So he'll miss an extended period of time with a left ankle sprain, that according to coach Sean McVay.
That guy he can't buy a break. And really, he's one of the greatest in the game right now. But you can't put those numbers up if you're not able to stay on the field. And it's just unfortunate, man. It seems like he's just a guy that has had bad luck in this area. But you add that on to the Puka Nacua thing, and you look at the fact that they've had a rough start to the season. And there is no quick way to climb out of that hole because they have had some decisive games the last couple of weeks.
It's been tough. And other news for the NFL, the Dolphins will now be signing Huntley. So this is now Tua Tagovailoa, is on injured reserve. So that was after we saw the really nasty hit that he sustained in their last game when he kind of went up against DeMar Hamlin. His neck it just did not look good. And so the injuries, head injuries, concussions have piled up for him. So he is now on injured reserve. And Tyler Huntley, who was with the Baltimore Ravens practice squad, will now be signed by the Dolphins.
My favorite part is the tweet that was sent out is the Dolphins are signing former Pro Bowl quarterback.
I was going to say, that was one of the weakest Pro Bowl decisions ever.
It's a big game for them in Miami because they have to go all the way to Seattle this week and play a 2-0 surprise. I don't want to say surprising necessarily, but I think it's a little bit surprising 2-0 Seattle. I don't think you expect them to be atop of the NFC West after two games.
No. And DK it's Metcalf.
Is an absolute Jesse with what he's able to do. That's one of the good things about Falcons being on Monday Night Football. You got a chance to watch all the Sunday games, watch them in depth, man. Which I feel like I'm more prepared for NFL than I've been in a long time watching that game.
I enjoyed it. It was Wes said it. I don't know if it was during the broadcast or when it was when we were talking, but it was like, or maybe it was Archie said it. One of them was like, man, you get to watch the craziness it is the NFL Sundays because you don't realize how. I mean, we're all working every Sunday, so we miss all the craziness. We only see the craziness that happens in our game.
That's wild.
And it didn't end, you know, obviously at all last night.
When we come back here, we've got a mic'd up. What you got?
We're going to relive the great night that was. Instead of a Top 5 Tuesday, I've got just 5 sound bites that y'all won't want to miss from the broadcast last night with Wes and Dave, plus some bonus as well. So you don't want to miss that coming up on the other side. We'll relive that victory, talk about the great parts that were the Falcons getting it done up in Philadelphia. That's mic'd up coming up on the other side at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is mic'd up here on a Victory Tuesday. Now, you don't want to bury the lead in the top five. There's no reason to. All the top five plays come from last night's victory. All right. So we're going to say, I want to ask you guys this question before I get to these cuts. And credit to whoever it was that sent me this. I'll have to look it up. Henry Hamilton. This is the best win since Matt Ryan's left town, right?
Yeah, I was on that too. Yeah. I've been trying to think back and, well, yes, because we didn't have any of those types of wins.
Yeah. it's funny.
I mean, what mirrored that? The only thing that came close would have been maybe... No, Matt, never mind. My bad. Matt Ryan was here for that. My bad.
I got so used to some of those comeback wins from him, obviously. All right, so you get into the game last night. Ray McLeod, it's 4th and 4. What do you got for us? I think me and Bo were texting during this moment, Tiff, and I said something like, I'm nauseous and I could puke right now watching this. Just making my stomach churn. A lot of pressure in that situation, Ray McLeod. The protection, Kurt Coe, coming up huge.
Yeah, give Caleb McGarry credit on that play. I went back and watched it a couple of times, and he held...
Now you're learning, Bo!
I don't know who it was. It might have been Brandon Graham, but he comes in around and Brandon Graham tries to push him into the inside of the pocket where Kirk would want to step up, and McGarry just the big dog he is, just stuck his trenches in there and said, "Nah, you shall not." He did a great Jerry, so you shall not pass.
Just want to reconfirm that you're giving credit to the offensive line.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
I am not afraid to be critical, and I am not afraid to shower you with compliments.
He's been hanging out with me too much, Tiff.
Ain't got nothing to do with you.
Line. All right, the following first down play, Darnell Mooney, what you got? I wouldn't quite call it waltzing into the end zone. I'm glad he corrected that because he definitely did the flip. Kind of landed a little bit awkwardly, but nonetheless, the explosive touchdown we've been waiting for from Darnell Mooney.
And the celebration, I would like to give 10 points for the somersault execution. So, yes. And the guy that Kirk Cousin, again, won it here, and it's paying off.
He's absolutely correct, Tiff. Wes said it off his back foot. When the play happened, I tell you guys what I'm doing. I'm not watching every little thing. I'm trying to spot And Arch goes, wait till you see this replay of this throw off his back foot. The reason he said waltz it is because Darnell broke a tackle, then juked a guy, and then he goes, I'm walking. Going to somersault.
Somersault right into the end zone. I would have to say, and shout out to Garrett Chapman, I don't know if he's listening or coming into work today, I thought I was going to have to punch him in the face last night because obviously I'm sitting in Bo's office and listening to the radio on a little bit of a small delay. He's in there working it, so he hears everything live out of Wes and Dave's mouth. And across the freaking whole studio, I'm like, can I just enjoy the freaking game? Shut up from down the hall. I thought me and Goforth were going to have to punch him. But nonetheless, it was a little bit unfortunate. So you come back, Eagles give you the ball inside of 2 minutes. Saquon Barkley with the drop. You have the massive play to Darnell Mooney. Kirk Cousins lining up inside the 10-yard line. What do you got, Drake London? Absolutely nasty route, and it comes on the back of what I thought would be a pass interference to Ray McLeod in the back of the end zone. Bo was not called. Draped all over him. You can see in the Manning cast, if anybody watched that, Peyton's like, you got to call that. I was like, yeah, I agree with that. But nonetheless, you get the big touchdown to Drake London. Great route by Drake. I feel like this is the beginning of a budding relationship between Kirk Coe and Drake London in these kind of situations, guys.
I would have to agree with that. Weren't we talking about, was it, when were we on together last Monday, right?
Yesterday.
That was yesterday, yeah. That was yesterday.
It feels like eons ago, just about what we were hoping to see from Kirk Cousins and these receivers and who was going to step it up on Monday Night Football.
There was a couple of calls late in that game that were egregious to me from the referees. I'm not going to go on a long rant because we're in a happy mode.
Please don't.
But this, when C.J. Gardner-Johnson, they make that stop and he rips his helmet off, they throw the flag. That's supposed to be a 15-yard penalty. He willingly took his helmet off on the play of Phil. We saw that happen to D.J. Moore a couple years ago here. That's a penalty, and that pass interference was pass freaking interference. And the referee was as close to me to Tiff. Me and Tiff are right now. You didn't call it? Because you didn't want to, yeah. You clown.
Didn't want to. And then you call the celebration penalty on Drake London, which that's a conversation for another day, but they had to find some kind of uniform call for that throughout the NFL if that's the direction we are going to go. All right, you get the touchdown to pull ahead. Unfortunately, you left a lot of time on the clock. Oh, no. Jalen Hurts with the ball driving down the field. Jesse Bates, what say you? Massive shout-out, too, to Caden Ellis on the pressure right there in Jalen Hurts' face. They're able to get it done. Jesse Bates just makes the play on the back end.
Yeah, he got greedy. Tiff, he had I think it was Devontae looking at some kind of out route. A.J. was in his hip pocket, and Jesse and Justin were playing center field, and Jesse was on that side. He read it the entire way. You saw him. The reason Arch could call, because you could just see this ball floating and this white jersey. It looked like Dale Earnhardt because he had a number 3 back there, and it's like, whoom, and it's boom, right there. And I was like, oh, please tell me he caught it. Please tell me he caught it.
I
don't have a list in front of me, but again, if I would put Jesse Bates up there as one of the best offseason acquisitions. I'm not going to throw it out there and say NFL history because I don't have a complete list of, like, best guys that have, you know, came in and made an immediate impact, but if I had a list, he'd probably be very much up there.
Well, I know what you're saying. You're going, Mike, well, that was the end of the game, man. I bet that was a lot of fun in the locker room. Let's listen in. Ah! Yeah! Let's go! I'm ready too. Who the blank is next? Let's roll.
Well, it's not Isaiah Pacheco. Unfortunately, he won't be here. But
I don't know who Isaac Pacheco is.
I don't know.
Isaiah Pacheco? Is that who you're...
Who did I say?
I have
no idea what you said.
I don't know. I got 45 minutes of sleep. Take it easy on me. Look.
I'm not much more than you. It's
It's good because they know that they've got a, you know, they get in today, they're watching film and they're moving forward. They're starting a game plan. You know, it's another primetime game. It's another opportunity to prove that you are here and that that you're going to be a contender in this division.
I thought you were going to say that you are him, and I was like, dude, I'm just done with the segment. You can't say that to her mic'd up.
Well, Drake London told Darius Slay that he's not him because he is him.
Oh, my goodness. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Smart, lasting, clean. Well, we know the phone lines are probably going to be ringing at a record pace.
Bring it on.
Because it is a Victory Tuesday, and the wake-up call is coming up. You can call us 404-726-0929 and tell us what you thought was maybe the biggest moment in this Falcons' comeback victory against the Eagles on Monday Night Football. Give us a shout. Wake Up Call's next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh. Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.